Welcome to Press Pass on WBFO, and we welcome to our microphones Jay Ray of the Buffalo News. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, and of course, your beat at the Buffalo News covering education, the Buffalo Board of Education. The addition of 25 minutes to the school day. We've heard about this. People have made a big deal about it. What's going to go on during these 25 minutes of extra school day?
Yeah, it's the first thing parents noticed this year, kids coming back to school. 25 minutes were added to the end of the day as a result of the teacher's contract last year, and it kind of brings in line the district with other districts. It moves the time period from 6 hours and 50 minutes to 7 hours and 15 minutes. There's some latitude there for each school. But they have to focus on instruction in the elementary schools. They have to focus. They can use it to focus on any of the core subjects. In the middle and high school levels, they have a couple options. One, they can simply add 3 minutes to each period, or they can use 25 minutes at the end of the day, kind of as a second homeroom, where they can students can get extra academic help.
Was it an easy lift to get the teachers to agree to this?
Well, I think it was. One of the wins for the district, obviously in negotiations, there's give and take, and that was one of the things that the district was pushing for.
All right, so we've got 25 more minutes to the school day. We also have a couple of new community schools. What do these community schools bring to the students?
Yeah, so this is the second year of the community school program. You'll see it as a big push again this year. Basically, they are designated schools in all parts of the city. But they're open after hours and on Saturdays, and they provide programs and classes for kids and the parents. I think the idea is twofold here. One, it helps get parents engaged in the schools. And two, it helps reach the neediest of families out there.
Okay. Well, any gauge that could show that they've been a success so far?
Well, this past year was their first year, and I think they're happy with it for being a first year. They received 22,000 visitors, I believe, their first year, and they want to double that number.
You hear it from parents at all? Any thoughts about, you know, what they're saying about this?
Parents I've talked to are happy. They said it makes sense to have this. You know, the schools were pretty much closed when school was over. And to open them up and to provide these services to the neighborhood is great and what's needed.
When you're talking about the Buffalo School Board, the elephant in the room will be for some time, I think, Carl Paladino, or at least most certainly is right now. Carl Paladino, of course, removed from the school board by the State Education Commissioner, the board in the process of trying to replace him. What about that? What do you see? What are you hearing about Carl Paladino's situation?
It doesn't look like this is over. Still waiting for an appeal on this decision. We're not sure where it's going to go from here. Some say that the commissioner made a sound legal ruling and these things are very hard to overturn. Others say that the punishment doesn't fit the crime and that Mr. Paladino has a good case. So we'll see what happens.
Jay Ray of the Buffalo News, I appreciate your coverage of the Buffalo School Board and thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thanks, Jay.